coming to you live Saturday morning from the Good Morning Gloucester News Desk. It's your anchor, Joe Scimitaro, with Craig Kimberly, Good Morning Gloucester contributor. We have some serious business after an emergency executive meeting yesterday at Stone's Pub.
It had to happen.
There have been many things brought to our attention. Some controversy, some scandal, all to do with Bikini Speedo dodgeball. Some changes going to be made, and some rules need to be enforced.
Big announcement out the gate, though.
Big announcement. I'm going to let you handle it.
All right, from the sports desk side of Good Morning Gloucester, it has come to our attention that we are not only the Bikini Speedo dodgeball tournament, but we are now officially the World Championship Bikini Speedo dodgeball tournament. Yeah. So things have changed here, Joey. This is very serious, man.
We've taken it to the next level. This is the Bikini Speedo World Dodgeball World Championship.
World Championship. I mean,
prestigious.
And, you know, we got a two-time winner coming in, trying to be a three-peat, and this could change everything.
They were talking a lot of smack. Well, Ed Collard, the official manager of Blinded by the White, two-time former champions. They have an issue though. They're down a man. Austin Souza, the tall, lanky.
He's kind of the ringer from the backfield there. He was the one that, you know, they decoy with the others, and then he's the one lighting you up.
They had Zeke out front, like, you know, he's all the he's the flash and the pizzazz, and then Austin Souza, he's like a sniper in the back, in the back.
Yeah, and, one's the mouth and one's the power.
That's.
Well, they're down the power.
Word is that they're looking for a ringer, young kid, former baseball player or something.
They're out recruiting right now, I hear.
Yeah, they're out recruiting.
They might be down at Fort Myers, actually. They could be down south.
Cuba. No, I think they're
down Cuba. Could be Cuba, going
Cuba? Yeah, yeah. Cuban have to be missile crisis.
It is a missile crisis. Speaking of missile crisis, Chris DeWolf.
I could not be more disappointed than Chris DeWolf. We got an email sent in to the Ryan Cox, Frankie Gwynn, and myself, the dodgeball planners, asking if boy shorts were okay for men. Now let's explain our position on this, Craig.
This is this strikes to the core.
Wait, what
strikes to the core of the name of this tournament? This is a freaking bikini speedo. I was gonna say thong. Yeah. Wish bikini speedo world championship dodgeball tournament here. This isn't the
The name. Does the name on the hoodies, on the banner, on the flyers,
t-shirts,
does it say the bikini boy shorts tournament?
Absolutely not.
No.
This is hideous, you know.
And you know, I feel like, you know, women everywhere should be seriously offended. You know, the women completely voluntarily and willingly wear bikinis for this, and he's trying to skirt his responsibility of wearing
boy shorts, basically,
he's like coming in with boy shorts.
Skimpy Absolutely. Boxer briefs is basically what, you know, that's what the Dodge fathers got away with last time, too. That's what they wore. They had their cute little matching black shorts, look like basically very short girls' board shorts.
If I was Alicia DeWolf, the wife of this man,
change the locks.
Change the locks.
Change the locks. This is a disgrace.
Yeah.
We can't have this sort of.
It's an affront.
It's an affront.
Yes,
it's a sad, sad state right now.
So, you know, and here's the thing. You got the rabbit, right? The rabbit is shaped like a pear, right? And he is comfortable in his own body wearing a Speedo. And Mr. CrossFit himself, Chris DeWolf, you know, he's the poster boy. Like when no one else talks about CrossFit more. You know how they say
exactly.
CrossFit people, that's all they talk about is CrossFit? Chris DeWolf, like, he's like Mr. CrossFit.
He changed his middle name to CrossFit,
and
he
wants to wear boy shorts. So, I don't know.
And then the rabbit comes out there like the grand imperial of the whole thing when he marches out with this, you know, with the Siberian
the shoulders
hat,
are back.
The swagger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we saw it. It's the same swagger you saw at the Polar Plunge.
Yeah.
You know, it's
it mystified everybody. Everybody just like start. It was like time stood still. You ever see those videos?
The record scratch.
Like everybody
everything.
Else, yeah. The record scratch. Everybody stands still, motionless.
Slowly.
Eyes are not even flickering, and the rabbit saunters.
He hovered almost. His feet didn't even touch the ground nor the water. It was like he was Christ himself,
yeah.
Just walking on water.
Yeah.
It was though he was on the sun walking out there,
throwing his shoulders
just
around,
swagger for forth. Days, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And could he do that in board shorts?
No. Pfft. Oh.
You know, you could see that tuxedo. You might as well wear some sweatpants, Chris. Could you just wear some sweatpants out there?
So on top of that, speaking of the polar plunge, the rabbit, you can wear anything to the polar plunge, and he wears a Speedo then. So, I mean, that is...
That's a set of stones. Granted, they probably were in his stomach by the time he got out, but still, that's a set of stones, man.
Yeah.
That's how you honor... the tradition of the bikini Speedo dodgeball world championship.
There are some people that we haven't heard from yet. I'm a little nervous. We haven't heard from Muffy White's team.
What is going on with that?
I'm wondering if they've gotten humiliated in the past, and so that they're not they're afraid to show up on the court, on the dodgeball court.
Maybe the 2-year hiatus, they're falling out of shape. Maybe they're not training.
Yeah, maybe they're embarrassed. You know, I mean, if the rabbit's not embarrassed with his physique, Muffy and Tad White, like these are specimens, athletic specimens. Like,
true.
But we haven't heard from them.
It's troubling. That would be odd. That's troubling.
It's troubling.
That is troubling. I mean, we, you know, there's some openings still, which is
surprising. You
know, April 12th is coming up fast, people.
I think the weather and the height of the snowbanks may have something to do with it, the fear.
Yeah.
But the teams that are already in, like, you got to say props to them. You know, here's what I remember. This is what I remember after last dodgeball.
You can remember.
People were saying... that day after, I got 5 teams that I want to enter.
That's
I got,
right.
Do you remember
that's
this?
Right.
Like I got 3 teams. All my friends want to do this next year.
Where are they at now?
Where they at?
Scared. Yeah. Hunkered down in their snow igloos.
Yep. A jungle. I wonder if jungle usually puts together a team. Remember 2 years ago, Crazy Eyes, the guy from Jungle Team. There.
Oh yeah, with the dog ears hat or whatever. Yeah. He was like, he was entertaining, man.
He was
bring
entertaining.
That guy back.
I want that guy.
Bring
right.
that guy back.
He was great.
Even in the photos, he performed well.
The video, the skinny guy on Christina Sanchez's game, the lanky guy. He had the arm that he would just wing the dodgeball from way around, and he was just pegging people. He's the one who knocked out the Drago team from Beverly. The Beverly YMCA?
Okay.
No, the Beverly Athletic Club. They had all the steroid guys on there.
Yeah, a lot of juicing going on. We're going to be testing this year, by the way.
We'll be testing, that's right.
Because, you know, it's this performance enhancements here. Just...
And that skinny kid took down all those muscle freaks.
Oh, dude.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Like, bang, bang, bang. And they're like shaking their head. Like, what happened?
He took out that was phenomenal to watch. That was... You know, it was kind of like the Miracle on Ice.
Well, that's what I said. It was like, do you believe in miracles?
it was phenomenal. That
We haven't given props yet to Camp Spindrift and Rick Dowsett, who you know, allows us to play there. And
very
and
generous,
really great people.
Great location. There'll probably be a lot of snow there this year. Hopefully, still around.
Oh my God,
plenty.
We have not. We still have to, you know, give props to our the beneficiary of every year. We since the start has been Next Step, and Next Step is a organization of really caring people that helps young adults battling life threatening illnesses. And so the money that we raise actually has an impact. And I'd like to thank Frankie Gwynn, who's like really the center piece of this tournament. He gets so much of the organizing done. His buddy that came out and helps us. He organizes most of the tournament, and he's the one who designs the t-shirts. But this year, we did dry fit t-shirts for the last couple of years. This year we're stepping it up. Hoodies. All the participants are getting hoodies this year.
Wow. Now that's even breaking news for me. I did not know. That's very exciting.
It's big time. Yeah.
That's stepping it up.
Hoodies.
Well, you know, now that we're the world championships, I mean, we really we need sort of championship gear. You know.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, Frankie's awesome, man. He puts in the work, makes magic happen.
He does.
Next Step gets the benefit. Really good. Good stuff.
I'd also like to mention Wachusett Beer. Wachusett Beer, I think, is going to be a big-time sponsor. And they're going to have...
They bring out a truck or something?
I think so. We got to talk about the... They got to get their permitting and stuff like that. But I think it's going to be a really, really fun event. And we still got a little bit of the details to work out. But I can't wait to see everybody. The date, we should mention it, is April 12th. We get down to business around between 11 and noontime. There's going to be parking. It's going to be down at Wingasheek Beach, and we shuttle people to the thing because there's not enough parking for all the participants. And I just hope to see everybody there. The women have to wear bikinis. Oh, the other thing I want to talk about, rule change. We're lobbying for a rule change. Four refs on each four sides. Because I think that...
More referees, better calls.
I don't want to take away from what Blinded by the White did. But there were some teams, and I'm not even going to point specifically at them. There were some teams that I think people were getting hit, but the refs didn't see it, and they didn't, and the players did not leave.
Yeah, they're basically going old school schoolyard rules where if you didn't see me get hit, or if the ref didn't see me get hit, then I didn't get hit. That's people are yelling and pointing, and they're like, "No, I didn't get hit."
Right.
Now I've gone back on some of the tape in the past couple seasons, and you know, in our sports editing newsroom up here. And I've seen some questionable self-policing going on on the pitch.
That's why on the pitch. Well, that's why I think it would be. Do you agree? Like a ref on each four
sides?
Yes,
I think four. And we may
impartial.
Have to,
they got to be impartial.
They've got to be impartial.
I'd like to see. You know who I'd love to see as a ref? Because I know she could be completely impartial. This woman is like the purest soul out of anyone I know, probably. Donna Artizoni. Wouldn't she be a great ref?
Yes, she would. If she wouldn't be scared about getting pegged in the head.
That's all she ever talks about. One year she got pegged and she was horrified. gotta keep your head up.
Your head on a swivel.
Your head on a swivel.
And you gotta keep your beers to under 12 if you're gonna be a ref.
Yeah. Who else do we think could be? Because you don't want someone that has friends on the team.
You know who might make a good referee? Bex.
Bex would be a great referee.
Because she can also.
Donna and Bex.
You know.
I agree.
Stand somebody down if they question
someone
her call.
Any shit.
She ain't
the only thing
any
is
shit.
She might take it too seriously, and like she might throw a fist down with someone.
She might take somebody out. Man.
She might take
drag somebody out. So.
I'm gonna talk to Bex because I think those two, I trust them implicitly as far as fairness and doing the right thing.
And they don't have a dog in the fight.
They don't have a dog in the fight. That's right. I think that would be great. I'm gonna talk to them.
Four more sober referees. Granted,
that kid Justin. Remember Justin? He's falling down. We had to pull someone else in off the street to be a ref.
That guy was. I mean, by the end, he didn't know where he was. I don't think he was like, "Oh, what am I wearing this stripe for? Did I get arrested?" My God,
that's right. So we got that. We get I think it's either the Wednesday or the Thursday before. We're going to have the team's got at least a couple representatives from the team have to show up. And we inspect the uniforms to make sure that they're legit. And at the Farm Barn Grill, that's always a good party. We do a video there and let the smack talk commence. Rabbit, we're calling you out. We want to do an interview. Anybody else that wants to do an interview, smack talk interview, get a hold of us. Run up to the tournament. But, I think that's it for our... Executive news report here.
I got a quick question for you, Joey. So, do you think that Ed Collard and Blinded by the White can actually three-peat?
I think if there's four judges, I think it's very difficult to repeat.
I think that's going to be very difficult.
I think,
I'm
not taking away from what they've accomplished.
Not at all.
But what I'm saying is, I think some of the newer teams, like probably played more by fair rules and like stepped aside if they got brushed or something. And I think some of the teams like stood on the pitch.
We need some better self-policing. That's some
better self-policing and stuff. But again, that's not to take away from the two-time champs. That's on the refs. So. Let's make this happen. Let's get after it. Let's have some fun. And CrossFit Cape Ann's in. The farm teams are in. We got
once Chris changes his panties, his team is in.
Once Chris changes his panties, the rabbit with the crazy Ivans or whatever the hell their name is. Yeah,
some good Siberian slaughterhouse.
We're calling you out, Muffy and Tad White. We're calling you out. Where you at?
Step it up.
All right, for Craig Kimberly, this is Joey Shimataro with another breaking Good Morning Gloucester Sportscast.
Get your balls together.